Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. We are now only about a day or two before the great Hasidic holiday of Yud Tes Kislev, the 19th day of the month of Kislev, which marks the liberation of the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, from prison under the Tsar of Russia. Of course, when we think of a prisoner here in America, we think of somebody who did something wrong. But in the case of the Alter Rebbe, who was a great tzaddik, of course, he didn't do anything wrong. However, the government accused him of doing many things wrong. All the accusations were false, and in the end, the government admitted that all the accusations were false. The Alter Rebbe should, in fact, feel free to continue his work of spreading Chassidus. But the story of how the Alter Rebbe went from being arrested and being in prison to the liberation in which the Tsarist government approved of his spreading of Chassidus, that's quite a story. And so today we're going to tell a little bit of that story. The Alter Rebbe actually was under threat of arrest during the holiday of Sukkot in the year 1798. As a matter of fact, the arresting police came to his home during Sukkot, the front door, and he went out the back door. That is, he was not prepared yet to be arrested. Of course, when the time would come, he would be arrested. But at this time, he was not prepared for it, and therefore, he avoided the arrest. At that time, one of his chassidim, a chassid named, said to him, Rebbe, if everything that you have taught us about Hashem and about serving Hashem and about tzaddikim and so forth, it's all true, then you certainly have nothing to be concerned about being arrested. Everything's by divine providence and so forth. And this talk actually convinced the Alter Rebbe that he should allow himself to be arrested. Now, could the Alter Rebbe have done anything else? So we'll see that the Alter Rebbe was able to be arrested only because he agreed to it. After he was arrested, he was put into a wagon that was reserved only for the worst criminals. It was called the Black Mary, this wagon, very fearsome-looking prison carriage. And he was being transported to prison. However, the trip took a couple of days, or a few days. And when it came Friday morning, about mid-morning, he called out to the driver, to the guard, that he wants them to stop the wagon now for Shabbos. The guard said to the Alter Rebbe, you're not telling us what to do. We're telling you what to do. You are a prisoner. At that moment, the axle on the wagon broke. That's the part that holds up the wheels. So, of course, the wagon could not move. They had to then go into town. They were passing near a town and get someone to come and repair the wagon, which they did. The wagon started up again. And now a horse died. One of the horses pulling the wagon died. They removed that horse and got a new horse. And now they tried again, but the wagon simply would not go. The guard realized that, as a matter of fact, the Alter Rebbe was in charge, that it was the Alter Rebbe who was deciding whether the wagon would continue on or would make a stop for Shabbos. And it was clear that no matter what, the wagon would only go if the Alter Rebbe agreed that it should go. And so therefore the guard politely asked the Alter Rebbe, can we at least go into the town and spend the Shabbos there so I could have access to the town more easily? The Alter Rebbe said no, but we can move the wagon over to the side of the road. And so, sure enough, this time when the wagon driver tried to get the horses to move the wagon, it did move. It moved over to the side of the road. They were able to move it to the side of the road, and there it parked under a tree. Now, in later years, Chassidim had the tradition that that tree that the Alter Rebbe's wagon was parked under remained fresh and strong and full of leaves, a beautiful tree. Although in later years, all of the other trees on that section of the road next to the road all died or were very weak. And only that tree that was next to where the Alter Rebbe's wagon was parked over Shabbos, that tree remained strong and healthy. Obviously, because of the great holiness of the Alter Rebbe being there. So we see from this story that the Alter Rebbe approved of the imprisonment. Now, why would the Alter Rebbe approve of the imprisonment? Perhaps because he saw that this was Hashem's plan, that somehow or another through the imprisonment would come much greater things later. And as a matter of fact, the spread of Chassidus really began in earnest, as the expression is, nach Petersburg, after Petersburg, meaning Petersburg being the city in Russia where the Alter Rebbe was imprisoned. And the greatest spread of Chassidus, of Chabad Chassidus, began specifically after the imprisonment. And maybe we can understand it that an olive has a lot of wonderful olive oil in it, but it has to be squeezed to make the olive oil come out. And the same thing is that when a person is pressured, often inner strengths are revealed that would never have been revealed otherwise. And perhaps this is also the explanation for why the imprisonment had to take place, just like the Gullus. The Gullus is a time when Jews are pressed. Unfortunately, we suffer. But through this comes the Geula. And maybe we could also compare it to the soul coming down to this world. The soul is very happy up in heaven. But the challenge of operating as a soul in a body down here in this world brings out the best by a Jew. And so, of course, we don't want to have gullus, we don't want to have imprisonment, but somehow or another, it's part of Hashem's plan. The greatest light comes after darkness. And so we should be encouraged also now, in these last moments of gullus, when there is so much suffering for Jewish people, with the war in Israel and the terrible killing of 1,200, 1,300, whatever it is, and all the suffering that's going on now with hostages and not being able to continue the war, but that we really have to continue. All this is certainly very difficult. But certainly through this, we will see the Geula. What can we do about it? So that is, of course, if you're in the IDF, then you know what to do because you get your orders. But if you're not in the IDF, if you're not in the Israeli army, then it's a little bit more difficult. You have to realize that through Torah and mitzvahs, through davening and good deeds and kindness, we accomplish just like the soldiers in the IDF accomplish. And through our extra learning, our extra davening, and our extra mitzvahs and tzedakah, and goodness and kindness, together with the soldiers in Israel, we will certainly bring the Geula, we will certainly bring Mashiach as soon as possible. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.